It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Brandon Bayling with the Utah Department of Wildlife Resources. And the general hunt for deer is getting ready to start. Some of them have already kind of started. They start slow, and then it seems like they just kind of explode the weekend of, it's October 21st this year, when the general hunt begins. And one thing that we need to worry about in our area is chronic wasting disease. They are going to have a checkpoint. If you'd like to have your animal checked, you can take that too. We're going to get a little background on chronic wasting disease and then let you know kind of where the checkpoint's going to be. And, you know, there are ways to curtail it if you're just a resident. And it has a lot to do with the fact that some people really enjoy seeing a lot of deer around their house in the wintertime. We're going to talk about that as well. Brandon, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me in.
So let's talk about the fact that it's coming up at right the 21st of October. It's the first day of the general deer hunt.
Yep, that's the any legal weapon deer
big
hunt.
Day.
Yep, that's what everybody's been waiting all summer for.
It's kind of what everybody waits for, and everybody gets to go out. And, you know, I know a lot of people that really just prefer the camping part to the hunting part. But that's okay, too. Whatever you want to do.
Exactly. It's a big family event, you know, in our part of the state. You know, people have been camping for years. The deer hunt was a big time to get together, almost like a family reunion.
Most definitely. And it's a great camping trip as well. So let's talk about chronic wasting disease. Give us a little background on that.
So chronic wasting disease, really what it is it's a protein that is spread between deer, moose, and elk. It's a protein that attaches at the brainstem, and it really, you know, when the animal has contracted CWD, you can kind of see it just visually looking at them. They're a little bit listful. They're, you know, might be drooling a little bit more. They're going to lose a lot of weight, become emaciated, and so they're just not acting normal. A lot of times, you know, they just won't have that natural fear of humans. And so eventually, you know, they are going to die from it. We first saw CWD in the state back in 2002. And since then, we've only had 158 cases to date. Most have been deer. We've only had 4 elk cases statewide. One this year. So, and that's one thing we want to point out is we did just see a positive elk come off the LaSalle Mountains. So we really want to encourage those who have an elk tag for the LaSalle Mountains down around Moab to come in and have that animal checked. You know, let us take a sample just because now we are seeing it in elk down there. We've known it's been in the deer herd down there, but now it's crossed over into elk. So
let me ask this question. For the most part, if someone is out hunting, visually when you're looking at it, you can almost tell.
Yeah, for the most part, like if CWD's been in that animal for a while, you will be able to tell visually. It's just not going to act right. So if that animal doesn't seem healthy, you know, I would encourage you to pass on it, look for another buck or another bull and you know, go after something else to harvest.
All right. So once again, this is going to be, you're going to have a checkpoint for people to stop in and have their animal tested. This is completely voluntary. You don't have to go and do this. And is it really just for mostly reporting purposes and kind of trying to decide where it's at now and those kinds of things?
Yeah, we're, you know, vigilant at tracking it. We want to know where it's at. So we are offering these check stations throughout the state as well as at all of our regional offices. If you aren't going to be passing by one of our check stations, you can always call a regional office and schedule an appointment. We'd be happy to, you know, take a sample. It's just a very small sample that we take, and then we'll send it off to the lab to be tested. Around here in the Carbon County area, we'll be at Miller's Truck Stop the 21st through the 23rd of October from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So if you've harvested an animal, come in. We can take that sample. Or if, you know, you're still out camping and everything like that, and you're not going to be able to make those 3 days, call our regional office and schedule an appointment, and we'll get that sample. Because we do want to see, you know, how prevalent it is in our area.
And it's, and once again, really, it's all about tracking and finding out where this is and things like that. Completely volunteer, completely free. All you've got to do is either call down to the office and make an appointment or meet them at one of these check stations. As you said, Miller's Truck Stop from 10 to 6, the 21st through the 23rd. And I alluded to at the beginning, there is a way to kind of, you'll never completely 100% stop it, but there's maybe a way to curtail it a little bit. And it has to do with people that really like to see deer at their homes or during the wintertime, and they go out and do things to encourage the deer to kind of come to their house, like salt licks and things like that. And that's really where this breeds, right?
Right. When the animals congregate together, that offers opportunity for CWD to spread amongst them. That protein can be passed through saliva, urine, or if an animal dies, you know, the decaying body will leave that protein in the environment, and it can survive in the environment for years. So as we discourage wintertime feeding for a number of reasons, but one of those reasons is CWD and that spreading. Because as those animals congregate together, you know, some people will put out buckets of grain. You're going to have multiple animals feeding out of, you know, that same bucket. So the opportunity for transmission through saliva or rubbing up against each other as they're trying to feed is increased. So we really would discourage people again from trying to feed wildlife through the winter months.
All right. So if anybody has any questions about this, can they contact you at the office there and kind of talk it over with you?
You sure can. I'm available at the office. Just give us a call and they'll transfer you over to me and I can answer any of those questions that you might have.
All right. Once again, hunt's coming up. Big General Season Hunt coming on October 21st. And you know what? If you're so inclined, make an appointment to get your deer in to get checked for chronic wasting disease. Brandon, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate the time.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.